Well, let's take a call here from Richard in Topanga Canyon. You're on with Ben Barber.
Yes. Here's my question. How do you vote out an empire? How do you vote out an emperor? I think it's incredibly naive for people to think that once somebody sees power, that you're going to elect the empire out. My question is, where's Lee Harvey Oswald when we really need him?
Oh, that's...
Well, I totally reject that and the implications of that, and I also reject the kind of cynicism and desperation behind a comment like that, because we may be an empire abroad, but we're still a democracy at home. And yes, we need to get more than a slight majority. We need to win the Electoral College. That's the way the system works. Maybe it shouldn't, but that is the way it works. The way to vote out an empire is to vote out George Bush. And when I last looked, the American people still have their votes. When I last looked, the majority of the Electoral College, not the majority of the American people, that's our system, that's a different question, but the majority of the American people, all we had to do last time was not have Ralph Nader siphon off the votes he did. All we had to do is have Al Gore win his home state. All we had to do is win the victory in a number of other small states, and Florida wouldn't have mattered. We can vote George Bush out by hard work, and a cynical view that says that assassination is the only appropriate method for the left is, I think, not just cynical but dangerous and self-destructive, and also the kind of comment you can imagine what the spinners on the other side would do with if they thought that those who opposed Bush had in their mind even in a sort of desperate kind of
situation. Yeah, I'm sorry that we got that call, and unfortunately, that because it, clearly that Richard in Topanga doesn't realize he's breaking the law by saying that what he said, and he may get a call from the Secret Service.